Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. Hey there, friends. So we're here today doing a live coaching call, and I just decided to hit play, and we're going to start recording for the podcast. So I have Lisa Casey from the Paint It Pineapple in Moncton, New Brunswick with me. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, everybody.
So we're going to talk today about marketing strategies. And one of the things that Lisa and I wanted to talk about, I asked you what you wanted. And you're like, I want to go from unknown to known. And I love that. I thought that's just really wrapping it up into a great, like exactly what everybody wants. And you have so many positive things going on. You are well known in your town. I do need to say that no matter how much marketing we do, there's always going to be somebody that says, oh, how long have you been in business? So how long have you, so the Paint It Pineapple is 3 years old? Well, the Paint It Pineapple is 2 years old.
1 year old.
It's only one?
We rebranded 1 week before COVID closed all businesses.
Right. Wow. COVID year's been a long time. Okay. COVID year's been a long time. So Lisa does have an established clientele because she rebranded from another brand from Porch Mercantile. And so she's rebranded and has a fantastic clientele and really, really has a good reputation. So part of our 5-part framework, I think, is, you know, knowing your customers' likes and what to sell. You've got that down part. Like that, I feel like you're selling them what they want. I mean, there's always room for improvement in all our always, right? But you've got that. I feel like you've got the wow factor. You're really, really good at nurturing and wowing your customers. You've got those extra special things, tons of things. So we're going to concentrate today. How do we go from known? Like, how do we get new eyeballs or unknown to known? It's new eyeballs on our business. How do we become the person that everybody's talking about around town? And once we get their attention, how do we get them in the door? Like, how do we get them? Because there's different ways of doing this, right? So I thought that we would just chat about that. We literally just push play. So we're just chatting here. So welcome to our coaching call. It's a live coaching call. There's two things I think that we're really going to have to focus on. One of them is making sure that we are being found online. Yes. So when people are searching, yes. One of the best ways to do that is to think about what people would be searching for online, which is hard for us to do sometimes. Like not that you go back to layman's terms, and I don't mean it in any disrespect to our customers, but not everybody's looking for our brand by name. Not everybody's looking for the Paint It Pineapple. We're popping up all over the place. You know, it's not, they don't know what we're called. They want to look for what? Like, how would you describe, what do you think they would be looking for?
Putting yourself back in the position of, I don't know what I want to look for. I just kind of know what I want. Things like painted furniture, how to paint furniture, how to paint cabinetry. Even so, for our shop, we do have paint, but we also have giftware and home decor, which those are both growing substantially. So, you know, things like cool things to get in Moncton, or those are kind of where my train of thought was going back to that basic, not specifically the paint brands. You're right. People do find us through those, but typically I think that's through brand sites as well, like Where to Buy. But yeah, those were what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think that you're spot on. One way to find out what they're doing is to actually ask them what they Google to find you. If you have, you build relationships with people, like I know you do. And so do a lot of retailers listening. You know, we're heart-centered retailers. Building relationships is how we're growing our business. But when you have that customer, and I don't mean every customer, but I like to ask every customer that's new, is this the first time in your shop? Because nowadays we can't even recognize people because they're wearing masks. But anyway, I'm a regular. No, but you know, is this your first time in the shop? And when they say yes, how did you find us? Now, the answer is going to be Facebook or a friend or whatever, I like to go to the next step. Like, you know, oh, did you see an ad or like, I build relationships as well too. I'm not above saying like, you know, we're just trying to figure out how people are finding out about us. I just Googled you. That's what people will say. So then you say, do you mind asking what did you Google? Because we're trying to make sure, and people, and you, again, you have a really good feel for people. You're not going to ask and you're not going to like.
No, but that's brilliant because I actually do ask that initial question.
Right.
Like, oh, you're new in. Well, welcome. And how did you hear about us? But then I don't take it to the next level. So.
Right. So yeah. I found a lot of people for me at one, like years ago, I would ask that question and they would say, I was selling milk paint and anyway, there was like a wording that I wasn't using. I can't remember. And it's my brain's not there with that, but they had said something. I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. But I had never thought of that. So those words that people are, and you train your staff to do this as well too. And again, that's just a little piece of paper by the front cash, right? And this helps us figure out, where to spend our marketing dollars. You know, if they say, you know, Joe down the street, set me up. Joe down the street sent me up. You have a bakery down the street. So let's say you have a relationship. Oh, the girls at Copain sent me up. Oh, the girls at Copain. Well, guess what? You're going to go and buy them some chocolate. Well, not chocolates because they're a bakery, but you know, that's where you're going to like, you're going to make sure that you're really nurturing that relationship with the bakery, right? So you're not going to bother with whatever ads or whatever. If no one's ever, I guess it's easier to push the gas on things that are working and keep doing that, I guess is right. What it is. The other part to the words, using those words, is so SEO, right? So search engine optimization, everybody hears that, their eyes roll or like, ugh, whatever, but really it's everywhere. It's in Instagram, Facebook, websites, you know, our about section, everywhere's that we write anything about our business, we need to have those words. So I would really be pushing your brands because you have some brands that are, you know, if somebody's looking up, I know that your paint brands are highly sought after. So yes, they're coming to you from the brand's pages, but also they might be searching, where can I buy this paint brand in Moncton? And make sure that you're using the word, your town name. A lot of people forget to do that. We forget to put our city name because it's just, well, it's where I am, you know, but Google has all these like little search engines, as we know, and they're searching everywhere. And we want to be the first page. We want that to be the first, we want to be on the first page in the number one position, if we can, on any Google search for, and in your case, Painted Furniture Moncton. In your case, you want to be number one on, you know, where can, you know, paint stores. Like I know, and I know that that's kind of weird. A lot of listeners are paintpreneurs and they sell DIY paints and lots of different creative paints, but, and it doesn't matter if you're selling books or whatever we're selling, but Lisa sells paint and giftware, like she said. So you want to make sure that you pop up in that first page, because we all know people won't go to that second page, right? So is it DIY paint? Is it furniture paint? What is it that they're saying, right? So craft paint, that's the word. I was like, I don't know why, but I don't consider myself a craft store, right? Like I never, but
that's interesting.
We're like, well, I want to make some crafts and I want to be crafty. Hobby store, I think hobby was another word. And so you filter those words into your description. Did you just pick up the hobby of painting? Those kind of natural organic conversations in your wording about section, in your website, all of those things. So SEO doesn't have to be that complicated. It's really just words that people use about our business and put them everywhere.
Would you use those words in like Instagram hashtags as well?
Right. So exactly. I would definitely be using them and definitely be using your town name. And in your case, you have a bilingual town. So that's probably foreign to a lot of people, a lot of listeners, but French and English are both equally used in Moncton and Greater Moncton. So I would be using all of the Greater Moncton, other names, the area names. I'd be using Centre de Ville Moncton because you're downtown Moncton, I would also make sure in your case that people know that you speak French and that your team speak French. That's a very big thing in your town.
Yes.
It's important it's important because you already do both, you know, you serve in French. So we forget that as well too, right? You know, even in your hashtags, on parle français or whatever you want to put, service en français, whatever, that's going to appeal to, you know, the to people who want to be served in French as well, too. The other thing about the SEO words, and another place to put them, is in local business directories. And this is one that a lot of us forget. So if you just type in Google, this is crazy, I know, you type in your city name and the plus sign, like literally plus, like a plus sign, business directories, a bunch of them will pop up. And Chamber of Commerce and the Lions Club and the ones that you have no idea exist will pop up. And that might not be everywhere that your ideal client are hanging out, but it's also telling Google, they're like, the painted pineapple is everywhere, right? And right. You might find some that you didn't even know existed, that your ICAs might be there. And when I say ICA, for those of you listening, it's your ideal customer avatar, which Lisa knows. So we've already made the assumption that Lisa knows this as we're doing all of these things. So those are just some ideas. So local, the business directories, also your local town. So in your case, there's three sort of town halls around. You've got Dieppe, Moncton, and Riverview town halls nearby. All of them have recreational websites, like where they share events and where you do workshops and where you do custom furniture. And, you know, so for those listening, if you have, just start thinking, where is there free advertising? Where can I advertise for free? There's also in some cities and some towns, free newspapers, news coffee shops, and all that. Like there's a couple in Moncton as well too, that they hand out free flyers and that kind of thing. But they'll do it for free, but they'll do directories for free, but they want you to advertise. So you just got to get used to people contacting you and saying, no, I don't advertise with you. But this is all just getting yourself, this takes an hour to do this, all of this work. 1 hour, and you're going to reap the rewards on that, because you're going to be like everywhere. She's everywhere. She pops up as the first page on Google because she's got everything, because she's so well known. Her hits, she's getting hit all over the place. And Google just senses that, you being important, which you are. So, and of course, everybody listening right now, Google My Business. Go grab your domain. I know Lisa has it already. Keep that updated. Keep your pages updated. Make sure your brands are on there. Make sure there's pictures of your brand on there. Put a video on there right now. Like a video is really good on Google My Business right now. Video is the thing, right? So video is getting attention everywhere, even from Google My Business. So those of you listening, if you don't have, this is, everybody needs to do this. Google My Business, you have to claim your name. You have to claim that. And I know Lisa already has done that, but keep it updated with your hours. And
I haven't been keeping it updated though.
Also keeping it fresh, like keeping, you can change the ads. So one of the things I'm going to suggest as well too, is that we use your existing client and that clientele, because you have such a great clientele. You have an established, amazing clientele. So that's another way to spread the word and become known, right? Like I'm not saying use them, but one of those ways is asking your customers to leave reviews on Google and just literally saying, like, it would be really helpful to me, to us as a business, as a small business, if you could share a Google review or a Facebook review. You and I both know, like I know Lisa right now, that every single person that you mention that to would say, oh my gosh, of course I will. Because I know the level of service, I know the product, I know your customer base. Like your customers bring you in cookies and cakes and like, you know, they're just like amazing. So I feel like, you know, if we ask that, because they're not going to do it if we don't ask that. And we ask those questions it's against Google rules and against Facebook rules to say, could you please give us a 5-star review? That's gross, right? But that's not how we roll. We're going to ask our customers, if they have a minute, would they mind doing this? We can facilitate that, make it easy for them, because they might be like, where do they forget or whatever. We could have a QR code at our cache that links right to our Facebook reviews. We can have the Google My Business one. Like you can make it easy for them. We can also send them emails. Everybody listening, send them an email and just say, here's the link to Google reviews. If you have a minute, we would love it if you would leave us an honest review. I actually like using the words. Can you leave us an honest review of, you know, our service? And you're going to get tons of people do that, because they're going to click that and they're going to leave a review. That helps your Google My Business as well too.
Perfect.
We don't get what we don't ask for, right?
It's the thing that you take, like, you just think that it may, they'll just do it if they want to, but they won't even think to do it. Not because they wouldn't, but just because it's not top of mind for them to want to.
So I'm very aware of this. This is my business. I'm very aware of marketing. I'm very aware of SEO. I go to places. I notice things in merchandising. I notice retail. But guess what? I don't think to do that in places. And if I get asked to do it, or if you put it in a bag stuffer is amazing for that as well, too, with a little card that says, you know, if you had great service today, it would bless us, or make, you know, whatever wording you want to do. If you could leave us an honest review at Google My Business or whatever, give them the exact link to that, even on a bag stuffer. So people will, if I saw that in a bag stuffer, and I have, when I get it in a bag stuffer, I do that. I actually received quite a few parcels. I ordered all my Christmas gifts this year from local businesses and small businesses, and several of them had those in, and I was all like, that's amazing. Well, that's right? So in your curbside pickup, because right now I know you're doing curbside pickup and deliveries and all of those things. People don't mind. I got it. I got the little card, the little note that said, thank you. Again, that's a level up kind of wow service or whatever that you can do. The other ways you can, I hate saying use your existing clientele. I don't mean that. You can ask them.
Leverage them.
What's that?
Leverage them.
Leverage them. Yeah, I know. So like, I love you if anybody's listening, because we do have, you know, you do have amazing clients. So, and this is not using them. This is asking them to share, having a selfie station in your shop, having, you know, we've talked about these little things. How do we get them to tag us on their Instagram posts? Asking them again, bag stuffers, whatever you have to do right now, or in conversations, asking them to share a picture of your finished product and then brag them up. I mean, have a feature Friday. I don't know. We're going to feature. So join us, have a contest about that. Every month you're going to give away a $50 gift certificate to somebody that sends you in a picture, and you share, like, if five people send you pictures, you share five pictures on Friday or all week long or whatever, you know, you do you, figure it out. But think about that and think about how you would feel. I'm, you know, intimidated about this thing, but I finished it, so I'm going to show you, or whatever, or a piece of furniture they bought, or a candle they bought in your shop. Share something that you bought or did because of the shop or inspired you here. I mean, it could even be asking them to, did we inspire you in any way? And everybody gets a chance at the $50 once a month. That is the best $50 advertising money you are going to spend in a month. You can't spend $50. I mean, the goodwill. And what happens is when they share, ask them to share it on their own page, or if they can, you know, that there's different ways to do that on Instagram. Ask them to tag you, not just hashtag, but to tag you. When they tag you, then you can share them, and they get pretty proud, right? People love it. Yes. Like when you share theirs and they're like, ooh, Lisa shared my thing today, you know, so they're happy, you're happy, everybody's happy, right? So their friends will see that. That's where I'm getting at with that. This is how we get new eyeballs. New eyeballs are your customers' friends are probably closer. Like that's the one degree of separation to new customers, right? So, you know, Susie's friends are probably ICAs for you, like really good clients. And we just need to get Susie to tell her friends about you or take pictures and, you know, and those kind of things. So yes, sharing. I'm trying to think, what else did we want to do for, what are some other ways? Again, in emails, regular emails, which I don't know if you're doing or not doing.
I'm not doing. But we we still are, it's terrible. We're still working on our website. And in that is a newsletter section that we've called the Juice, that we will be getting people's email addresses. And so that campaign, if you will start up once the website goes live.
So when is that happening? I'm going to put her on the spot. I'm totally putting her on the spot. I'm like, what date? What time? When is it going live? I want to see it.
It's going to be in March for sure, because we have one of our final meetings with our web designer on Monday this coming.
Right. Because websites are important, right? So
how we're operating right now without one is beyond
It's just been a big year, right? So you've had to do all the things. So everybody has to give themselves grace on everything. We can't carry every ball all the time, but we do need a website soon. I mean, you have a website. Your website's good. It's just not It's not live, is it?
Right. It's not live.
Yeah. Okay.
It, you know, it just says coming soon. And asking, so when is soon?
No. Awesome. So another quick way, so we're using our existing people. So email, I just wanted to come back to how we're going to use your email. That is a nurture that kind of falls into the nurture, but in your emails, again, you're going to ask them to leave a review. Not every email, like that's going to be like once in a while, you're going to like juice up your reviews or whatever. The second thing that you can do is ask them to join that contest. Another thing you can do is, again, casually in an email in your newsletter called The Juice, which I love, for the Painted Pineapple, by the way, everybody's listening to her name, the Juice is pretty funny, yeah. Are pretty fun. And your brand is very fun and awesome. But another thing that you can do with your email is just say, do you happen to have any friends that might be interested in, and we'd love it if you would just share our Facebook page with them. And again, back to that, yeah, you know what? My friend Carrie might like that or whatever. Literally once in a while, just asking that, it's incredible the power that that has. I had a retailer recently tell me that she put that one note and hesitated putting it in. Like, do you have any friends? Could I meet your friends? That's how she felt. Like she felt like she was like, yeah. You know, because she was a newer business and everybody was sharing and sharing and sharing. And all these people were coming in and they came in with their friends. And then what happened was it was almost like a bunch of girlfriends like met up and hadn't seen each other in a while. It was kind of became this thing and she, you know, it was just all positive, all good. So just wanted to mention that as well.
Awesome.
So take these ideas. And I mean, like, these aren't necessarily like everybody has to do these exact things, but just think through like what are some other ways that I can leverage my existing customers, like get them talking about us, get them sharing, you know, but again, if we don't ask, we'll never get, right? So ask. The other thing and the sort of the last part of the, not the last part, but another thing to think about for getting new eyeballs is collaborations. And I know you do this. I know that you have worked with and talked to and collaborated with other people. And that to me in a relationship building business, but this takes time. And I just want to mention, I before we jumped on the call, Lisa said, you know, I'm taking the time right now to do these things because this is important. And collaborations and taking time to do these things is being the CEO of your business. It is part of the big picture. Thinking, you know, sitting down, spending some time brain dumping these things. Also, you know, building relationships, and relationships aren't going after, I don't know, going after a local designer and asking them if they'll collaborate with you and you don't know them, you have no relationship with them. What? Like, you know, no, like ick, right? So again, back to the bakery that's down the road from you, whether, you know, whether that's, you know, and I know in the past, like, you know, they've brought you up treats when they were first opening and, you know, you, I'm sure can tag them and get, you know, I'm sure you buy the occasional chocolate croissant from there. So, yeah. You know, just different things, tagging that bakery every time you get a treat. These are not things we're doing to get something. These are things we are doing to build relationships. So on Instagram, on Facebook, you know, tagging, sharing other people's, other businesses, local businesses, building the relationship, but doing it as the Painted Pineapple. So prior to us jumping on the call, I said, you know, there's a few creative people in Moncton that I know that use the products that Lisa uses, and they have these Instagram pages and I follow them and, you know, just start posting like, that's so beautiful. And, you know, like their pages, not you can buy that paint at the Painted Pineapple because people right. are going to naturally be curious. Right. And yeah. then the people are going to be curious too. Right. Or they're going to be thankful and great. And that's just, I know that's your nature. I know that's my nature. And I know a lot of people listening, that's probably how you're building your business, or maybe you haven't thought about that, but just building these authentic relationships. This is not something that's taking you 3 hours a day. This is like 10, 15 minutes in the morning of Instagram, being conscious about Instagram, following people, thinking of Instagram as a business tool, not as a, oh, look, I can watch some TikTok videos or whatever, reels and all this. This is, how can I use Instagram to build connections for my business?
Yeah.
And if we go on with that hat on, our CEO hat on, and that doesn't mean we can't use Instagram, you know, after supper and hang out and whatever. But for that 10, 20 minutes that you want to Instagram or Facebook, it's tagging products that you're using and buying locally. It's tagging, you know, when you're in another store, you know, saying we're sitting here in, you know, whatever, and it can be like the pub or whatever. This is also part of your value-based selling. And I'm a big believer in the value-based selling, meaning that it shows people a bit of your heart. So if you are sitting at the pub, and I know you and Tom are, you know, yeah, sitting at your local, down the road from you, there's a really cool pub and you guys go there and you support them, they support you, and that's okay. That's cool. It's not hiding. It's sharing a bit of your, you know, what you're doing. Some other collaborations that people don't think about, charities, which I know you do. So find charities and places that, again, value-driven, that mean a lot to you. Don't align yourself with, I feel like I don't have to say this, but don't align yourself with people that just don't, that aren't on the same page. Maybe if they have a million followers in your town, but you think they're icky, just, you don't have to start sharing. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, you see, with people, right? You've got,
yeah. And there's lots of people there's lots of people looking for your business and your type of business. Other creatives doing what you're doing. We just mentioned that. Local coffee, like, where are your people hanging out? Where are your ICAs hanging out? Coffee shops, other furniture stores, real estate agents, which I know Lisa has a real estate license, and I know you know lots of real estate agents. Go on their pages as the Painted Pineapple and comment on, wow, that's a beautiful home for sale. Because people looking on real estate pages are people looking for, they're going to be decorating their houses, right? Or staging their houses. It's a twofold, right? Exactly. So other organizations, pubs, I wrote down here, designers, local designers that you align yourself with. And there's tons of them. And all of these things kind of together, get your name out there. Local sports teams. I know that sounds crazy, but I know there's several local sports teams. Just supporting local high school. Like, and again, not if that's weird for you, but if, like, you know, you're like, oh, there's a big match going on or whatever, the Painted Pineapple puts go team go or whatever, you know, I am not the sports girl, even though, yeah, I worked for a major sports team for several years in Moncton, but anyway, that's a popular thing, right? It's a popular thing. People are looking at that. This is free advertising for you. And again, that sounds kind of cool, but so those are all types of ways that we've just gotten new people's attention. And then really, really quickly, because I know we're running late, but really, really quickly, the second thing is getting them in the door, right? So we got their attention. Now we have to think about the customer experience. And just really quickly, that is, we got their attention, our neighbor, they saw the reviews, or our neighbor told them, or they tagged. And now I click over to the Painted Pineapple Facebook page or the website that's not there.
Yeah.
Or I'm searching or whatever, or I search on Google and I see this. What is the thing that happens next? And what is it? Like, what is the thing that happens next? It's like, what does my Facebook page look like? What does my cover photo look like? Like, there, you've only got like 5 seconds to kind of get somebody's attention. So make sure there's things that really say what you do and what you're, you know, like what you're about. Make sure, again, I think we just talked about this in our inner circle group, about making sure that you have a pinned post on top, making sure that, you know, you have a post saying how you're serving people right now.
I wanted to ask you about that. So I didn't do that. And then, so we've since changed phases. So I unpinned that because we weren't in the red phase anymore.
Yeah.
Is it something to consider to pin a post that generally talks about what you do?
Yep. Yeah. So what Lisa's talking about is, I had asked inside our retailer's inner circle, which Lisa's a member as well. And we suggest you pin a post, so you're not leaving money on the table. When people land on your page, they know what you're about. So having a pinned post, tons of people do this, and you may not even notice it. Keep it fresh, though. I don't like to see pinned posts that's like from June 2019, right? So right now they're fresh because of COVID. But so what Lisa's posted was, these are our hours, and this is how we're serving you right now. Like, curbside is available. It was really, really well done, Lisa. And that's what I suggest for everybody else, because when I land on your page, I don't want to scroll down and see how are you open, or are you, you know, I know the hours are there, but still people are right now in this weird life, and your city has gone through up and down, open, close. Are you open? Are you closed? So that eliminates that question. Everybody goes right there and they see. So yes, I would keep that fresh. I would keep something pinned up. Actually, on my business page, on my coaching page, I have one pinned right to the top that just says what I do and how I serve people. and how I serve retailers. So, and I invite them to go to the, you know, my free group and that type of thing. And that's just pinned at the top. And I change it about once a month, but you can keep it up for a while and, but change it up. It doesn't take any effort to keep a pinned post there, especially if you have it done in like Canva or something, you can just go in and edit that. Right. So, and yours is really cute because it gets attention. So keep in mind that customer journey. You have gotten my attention somehow. Either somebody said there's a paint lady over on Botsford Street, like, you know, because that's what people say, right? Like, they're like, I don't know, there's some paint store over on Botsford Street. So what happens when I drive by? That's something a lot of people forget, right? Like, is there really clear, good signage, which I believe you have? You know, does it look easy to park in? Is it inviting? Is it clear what you do to strangers driving by? Like, you've gotten my attention with your signs. Now, what the heck do you do there? And also, again, when I land on your page, just think of that next step in that customer journey. Is it clean? Are you keeping the outside tidy? I know you do, but for those listening, you know, that matters. All that outside stuff, that customer journey, when I land on your Facebook page, again, are you like a big store? Are you like a franchise? What are you? Are you like Home Depot? What are you? Like, no, we're a family run, you know, husband and wife business. I think it's really important to have, because people are looking for that right now. They're looking to support independent businesses, you know, that are selling products that they're, so, you know, because really, if you think about it, product and price, they can kind of get anywhere. So again, why choose you, right? So somebody's recommended you, they found you, you're number one on Google. Something must be going on here. I click on your reviews. Holy crap. Look at the reviews. Like, all these things are good. Oh, wow. Look at the things they sell. Wow. That store's pretty. Like, you know, oh, it's a family, like, all these things together. I'm going there. And now I'm going to drive by, and all of that together is going to help you, as I say, get the hairdressers talking about you too, right? So doing events. And so we could go on, I guess, forever. So does that help you? Do you feel like you're...
I've taken a gazillion notes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lots of great information here, and a lot of things that are, something that you'd think are no brainers to do that are not in your brain.
Right.
A lot of them seem so obvious, and a couple of them I haven't even considered doing. So this has been incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really glad you found it helpful. I hope those of you that are listening found it helpful. Again, obvious things. I know sometimes people are like, oh, that's such common sense. That's just common. Like, I spend all day doing this. I talk to retailers all over the world all day long. I see what's working. And everything that I'm sharing is not necessarily, and again, I'm kind of specifically speaking to Lisa for this podcast, but you can take it and do your own thing, right? Everybody can take their own way of doing it, because what works for Lisa might not work for you in a rural town, if you're in a rural, you know, whatever. So everybody's got different, everybody has different ways of getting the marketing, but going through that process of the attract strategy, okay, how are we getting new, and really thinking about different ways to get it, to get seen and get known, and, you know, and we can all do it in our own way, right? So we can apply all of this to, and I think this is really important to revisit this all the time. So I revisit my 5-part framework. I joke when I say that because it sounds so dorky to me, like, oh, my 5-part framework, my marketing framework, but it is, it's 5 pieces and it works. I do it every week. I'm like, how am I attracting? How am I engaging? How am I nurturing? You know, I go through those all the time. So just think about it and keep things fresh. And I hope that's helpful. So there you go. Thanks for letting us go on air as well too. I want to thank Lisa for, I just said, can I just push play? Can we just like do this coaching call as a podcast? So my podcast editor hates it when I do this. So sorry, Steve, but I wanted to jump on. I thought, I just knew what we were going to talk about. I knew that other people could work through this and it would be super helpful for them. So thank you, Lisa.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. Make sure you join our Rockstar Creatives Facebook group. We will continue the conversation over there weekly. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.